To Britain now, where this could be a momentous week, as if others haven't been. Tomorrow, Parliament returns to work after summer break. Last week, Prime Minister Boris Johnson got permission from the Queen to suspend their session, which will help Johnson, in office since July, take the UK out of the EU without a deal on October 31st, the deadline, without a lot of pushback from Parliament. There's also talk about Johnson calling a snap election. Let's bring in NPR's Frank Langfitt in London. Frank, there are members of Parliament, including in his own party, fighting Boris Johnson over this. But that's been outside the formal Parliament gathering. So remind us what it means that Johnson is suspending that session.
Well, what it means is that what Boris Johnson is trying to do is actually curtail the amount of time that Parliament has to meet and actually fight him before October 31st, when the country would crash out with a no-deal Brexit, without any withdrawal agreement with the European Union. And so they were going to go on recess anyway in the fall, but it's going to be a much tighter time frame for them. And they object to this because they feel that he's basically trying to sideline them, and that's why they're so upset. And on Tuesday, they'll be coming back, and we expect them to go after the prime minister on this.
Yeah, well, and he was only elected as prime minister by a handful of people because of the way the British election system is set up.
He was elected by his own party. So it was not a national election. So he does not have a sort of UK-wide electoral mandate.
And what might this snap general election mean?
Well, here's why Boris Johnson would want to do that. Right now, he has a razor-thin majority in Parliament, which is one reason why he's had trouble, and certainly Prime Minister Theresa May failed to get a Brexit deal through. What he may hope to do is, if Parliament blocks him this week, if they're able to pass legislation that prevents him from taking the UK out of the EU with no deal, what he could then do is call a snap election, and maybe next month run against Parliament and say, listen, the Parliament is trying to rob the people of the Brexit vote, and I just need a majority to get this through and bring people to the polls. He's a very charismatic guy. He's a good campaigner, and he may bet this is his way out of the Brexit conundrum that's paralyzed the politics of this country now for more than 3 years.
Yeah, but is that a guarantee?
No, it's not. Nothing, absolutely nothing is a guarantee, Robin, as we've discussed for quite some time. I think what's interesting is that right now the Conservatives are pretty – if you look at the most recent polls, I was just looking at them this morning, it looks like Conservatives could be in the aggregate in August about, let me see, 8 points ahead of Labor, the opposition Labor Party. So maybe he's figuring, if I do this, and the Labor Party is relatively weak because Jeremy Corbyn, the leader, is not popular broadly speaking in the United Kingdom, and he's a socialist, so Johnson could run against that and say, here's a guy who's going to nationalize different parts of the economy. Maybe Johnson thinks he has the margin he needs to do this. Now, of course, he could also end up losing his job.
Yeah,
The Tories could lose, and out he goes.
Well, and over the weekend, we heard from a lot of people who'd like to see that, thousands of people protesting in London across the UK. What'd you hear from them?
Well, I think what they were coming in to London and other places, as you said, is they really object to what Johnson is doing with Parliament, trying to tighten the time frame they have to address Brexit. And I met a woman named Alison Carter. We were riding in on the train together to London, and she really objects to Prime Minister Johnson trying to push the country out without any withdrawal agreement, and really what she thinks without the say of the lawmakers here. Here's how she put it.
Completely against it, obviously. It's undemocratic. It just gives Parliament no time to stop it. Crashing out of the EU with a no deal would be horrendously bad.
And when she says horrendously bad, what she's talking about, Robin, is the nightmare scenario is suddenly you have customs posts up against the borders between the United Kingdom and the European Union, long what they call here in England tailbacks. We call them, you know, giant long lines of trucks trying to get through customs, and maybe even the worst case scenario, customs posts going up on the island of Ireland, which could cause all kinds of anger and problems.
Between Ireland and Northern Ireland. Look,
exactly.
October 31st is coming. Are there steps being taken to prepare for it?
They say there are, and they say they've worked on them. But even government reports, which they say are old, government reports show all kinds of potential problems in terms of keeping the economy running smoothly and keeping trade running really smoothly. So there's a lot of anxiety here. You know, people have been doing a bit of stockpiling. People are anxious about it, and it's the unknown. You know, the United Kingdom would be leaving this enormous market of more than 500 million consumers in Europe, and it would be done very, very suddenly, just cutting it off like that. So people don't know what to expect, and they're anxious.
What does this mean for the U.S. and U.S. consumers? Anything?
I don't think it's going to affect them at all. I think people are more concerned as they look at the global economy. Every time you have this uncertainty, these disruptions, especially given the U.S.-China trade war, it just makes people anxious and less willing to invest.
That's NPR's Frank Langfitt in London. Frank, thank you.
You're very welcome, Robin.